Aloha, we got Willie K on the phone finally. Yay! How are you, Willie?
I'm good.
You're good.
I guess good. Yeah.
You've been nonstop traveling, doing, playing, huh?
Yep, still rocking and rolling.
Oh, good for you. Are you feeling better? I knew you had a cold.
I had the flu over the weekend.
Oh, God, that's because you're working so hard. You're working so hard. Oh gosh, well, there's a lot going on, of course. But the big news is the fact that the fifth annual Uncle Willie K Barbecue Blues Fest in historic Lahaina Town's coming. And
Oh
I.
yeah, baby. Oh yeah, Lahaina Town.
So tell us why Lahaina. Give us the back story.
Well, Lahaina Town is actually my stomping grounds back in the day when I started out. That's where I was, that's where I went to school. That's where I live, and that's where all of the Willie K beginnings began.
Well, that's a good reason. So it's kind of the roots of your blues.
Very rude. Very
Yeah, so we got that roots and blues together. Um, and
rude.
it's kind of interesting because everyone has fallen in love with this blues fest, of course. And it's been one day, so this year it's 3 days.
Yes. I know it's a little bit of an ambitious dream, but we're going to do this and we're going to do it correctly. We're going to turn the town into a blues capital of the Pacific. We're going to start the party 3 days ahead before the main concert and just have one hell of a fun weekend in Lahaina Town.
Absolutely. Well, you're gonna, and I like the fact that you're starting with Debra Vial for a free concert under the banyan tree on the 23rd. That's very, very cool.
Along with Mike Carroll and friends.
That's nice. I like that. That's a good way to kick it off. Absolutely. And of course, Fleetwood's is always your stomping ground for some amazing. Think of all the great moments you've had there at Fleetwood's over the years.
It's a happening, you know. I mean, it's a scene, and it's a happening. It's a gig, and it's a show. And Lahaina Town is the place.
Yeah. No, it's going to be kind of the Friday night thing's going to be compared to like Saturday and everything. This is the Friday one's a lot more intimate and a chance to kind of hang out with cool people like Mick Fleetwood and others, right?
Yeah, it's going to be hanging out with all of the celebs. Local celebs, regular celebs, and super celebs.
Can you give us any secret clues as to who's going to be there?
No, you got to buy a ticket to find out.
That's good. That's good. You know what you could do? You could have another fee, Willie. You could have a fee for people who want to find out information. And it's like,
there you go. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
If you
FYI tickets.
So if you really want to know, you got to pay this. Oh my gosh, I love it. Or you could have a secret key to give, right? That you have to get in, right? Yeah. But that's the fun thing is there's always cool things that do go on, and Fleetwood's of course is a place for that for sure. But we do know you're going to be there, and we do know Mick is going to be there, and Tavana, right? And Gretchen Rhodes, right?
Oh yeah, we got of course Gretchen Rhodes. Gretchen, you know, we couldn't do this without having Gretchen Rhodes involved. I mean, Gretchen is a new sensation for us, so we hooked up and we became a rock buddy. So I think we got a relationship in the music industry over here in Maui.
I love Gretchen.
Here. I'm actually in Temecula, California, but
are you
in Maui? We got yeah.
What are you doing there?
Slash touring slash. Recording a new album project and stuff, you know. Just getting ready for another release of Willie K's rock and roll music.
So it's going to be blues or rock and blues?
Rock and blues.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Rock and blues. We're working on a rock and blues, and then the next one is going to be roots blues, and then the next one is going to be just roots.
Wow, so you're just gathering all your friends together to do these cool new CDs, huh?
Yeah. Got to get out of town just to lay it all down.
I like that. I like that. But you got a cool studio yourself. I mean, it's like, and of course, cool people visit your studio as well, but they have to pay to get in too. Even Steven Tyler's got to pay to get into your studio, right?
Yes, he does.
I mean, the blues have a fee. And then of course, there's all kinds of blues, you know. So the big blues day is on Saturday, March 25th. That's going to be at the Lahaina Civic Center. Tell me about the layout, what you have in mind for that one.
Oh, we got everything happening on that day. We got Eric Sardinas coming over and doing the Delta Slide, rock and blues. And then we got Tommy Castro coming in with some nice, good, fun San Francisco Bay Area blues, which I am very happy to say that I was a part of back in the 80s when I moved to San Francisco and learned a lot more than what I've already known. And then we got the electrifying Capenna to come over and share Kelly Boy and his whole family. And show that these guys can throw it down. And then, of course, yours truly, Uncle Willie K.
And Kings of Spades?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Kings of Spades.
Yeah.
Why did I forget about that?
Tavana? Tell us a little about Tavana, too.
Tavana, you know, he's a new sensation, and the guy is very talented. And he's also a roots player himself. He does the lap steel, he does electric guitar, the whole spiel. I mean, like, he's just amazing, you know. I just want to show him off to the public in Maui so that everybody gets to see that there's more than what they're already seeing.
Yeah.
Every time, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. Absolutely, yeah. I get that. And, you know, I go back to the Bay Area, and because I had radio stations up in Sonoma County, so I knew Tommy Castro's name. So, I mean, I'm trying to remember because I know Tommy Castro, and because, you know, he's a Bay Area fixture.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily from the Castro district, but Tommy's cool. So,
yeah.
And there is, as you know, you're a traveling blues man. I mean, there's different blues styles everywhere, aren't there?
There is. There's so many styles. I think there's one invented every month. You know what I mean?
I do know. And Eric Sardinas is totally different than Tommy Castro. But Eric's kind of like got a whole cool cutting edge deal going on as well, right?
Very cutting edge. So, you know, people will not only enjoy some music, but they'll get educated on the different sides, different facets of blues, you know. And Eric Sardinas is, I believe that both Eric and Tavana, I think they're friends, in fact, are going to go, I'm going to just do it up and just show everybody what they enjoy to do, especially in that Delta style of playing.
Yeah, I mean, that brings us around to guitars and styles of playing guitar. I mean, number one thing is, if you're going to do the blues, you're pretty much going to do it on guitar. I think once or twice there was a cool thing done by John Mayle on harp, but other than that, you know, the room to move and everything, but pretty much the blues is it means someone's got to play some mean guitar, right?
Yeah, when it comes to mean guitar blues, that is,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, because there's also all the kind, you know, like Bessie Smith, she sang with the big band blues.
That's true.
The era was the big band sound, you know?
Yeah. No, then there's piano blues. You're right. But I guess I kind of lean into the Albert King and the B.B. King and some of the blues that kind of go, the screaming, crying guitar blues. I kind of lean into that a little bit. And, of course, I think Eric and Tommy Castro are very, very, very cool with that, of course. And you have been, I know, working with Scott on kind of the roots of Hawaii's connection to the blues.
Exactly, which is at the slide guitar. Yeah, Hawaii sort of is responsible for the slide guitar sound in the Delta blues that everybody enjoys today. I mean, like, quoted by Taj Mahal himself.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Joe Kekuku, there wouldn't be no Robert Johnson.
And so tell me a little about that, because a lot of people don't know who Joe is, and that's a big statement, because Robert Johnson's like a hero in the blues. I mean, like one of the founding key people. So there's a thread there that people missed, huh?
Yep, and that's the mystery line connection right there, because, you know, the slide sound was never involved with any other music except for Hawaiian music, which everybody knows that the steel guitar was created by a Hawaiian steel guitarist by the name of Joe Kekuku, who accidentally, you know, from what I heard, dropped a comb on the strings of his guitar and it made a sliding noise, and then he started fooling around with that and getting a spike from the train tracks and sliding that on top of the guitar and created what everybody knows today as the steel guitar.
Wow.
And prior to what Robert Johnson was doing back in the day, you know, there's a little mystery about him disappearing and coming back a few years later and then coming up with this new Delta sound on top of his guitar. And that was back in the day when the World's Fair was the biggest thing that hit the West Coast up in Northern California. And it featured Joe Kekuku, Benny Kalama, and all of these Hawaiian artists playing music. And people just freaked because of the steel guitar that was introduced, well, the steel guitar sound that was introduced back then. And things just went differently with the blues all of a sudden.
You know, you're...
Even country music.
Well, that's a good point, of course. Yeah, because you think
know that?
Of country. Yeah, absolutely true on the country music end. Yeah. I mean, because you'd hear that. And it was then also kind of you start hearing some of that even in Hollywood, you know, because they would have that, some of that, and some of the...
The 20s was the biggest thing for Hollywood. Hollywood was like, they sucked everything out of the Pacific Islands. In fact, it was so worldwide, the sound of Hawaii was so worldwide that the state of Hawaii became the jazz capital in the 20s and, you know, after the 30s until World War II came in.
Mm-hmm.
But Hawaii was the music entertainment capital at one time in the, you know, back in those days.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely.
A lot of people kind of forgot about this.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much musical librarians like yourself or your historians of music like yourself, my bass player Jerry Byers, you know, everybody else and stuff. So what's really funny is that with all of these people involved with like rock and roll and who really loves the blues and stuff like that, when they come and run into anybody playing the blues in Hawaii, come to find out that he's Hawaiian, they want to connect with him because a lot of them know about, a lot of these musicians know about the connection of Hawaiian music to the Delta blues that became the birth of rock and roll and country music that they want to, that they hear today. Everybody wants to get connected, and I suddenly became, you know, I became looked after. In fact, what's so funny is that I got involved with Weiland when he did his the Gulf's oil spill.
Oh, yeah.
And he made a movie about that and also did a blues project with Taj Mahal and everybody else. I was included on top of that. And then he made a docufilm about it and how everybody felt and why they're recording these songs and, you know, what their support is, you know, saving their planet and all that. And that film is going to be featured in April at the Tribeca Film Fest.
Oh, how cool. I guess you're going to go to that, huh?
I have to.
Yeah.
They said, Willie, you're featured in a lot of the scenes, so you got to be there.
How cool
and
is
I
that?
Said, okay, cool. No, so they'll fly me over to New York City
to
hang out over there. So.
I like that. I like that. Well, and if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Willie Kay. And we're talking about the Uncle Willie Kay Barbecue Blues Fest happening in Lahaina on the 23rd through the 24th with the big party at the Lahaina Civic with an amazing lineup including Tommy Castro, Eric Sardinas, Capenna, Kings of Spade, Mick Fleetwood, Tavana, Gretchen Rhodes, and the special guests, which you have to pay to find out who they are. But you can go to WillieKBluesFest.com. Or you have two stores, two grocery stores, which is very unusual, but two grocery stores where you can buy tickets, too. Tell us the name of those. Island?
Island Depot Groceries. Island Groceries.
Island Groceries. I didn't mean to make it a contest.
The local market. That's
you do.
The deal.
You do. I get it. I mean, when I heard, oh, Island Groceries, cool. Well, he's supporting the local. That's exactly what I was getting from that, you know. But I should throw out there, too, that whenever you do these Blues Fest, they do extremely well, and you always give back to Maui. And once again, you're going to be doing that with this event. Who did you choose this year to be a recipient?
Nakupuna o Maui.
Uh-huh. Tell us about that.
Nakupuna o Maui, you know, it's a cultural program that, you know, the preservation of Hawaiian culture, knowledge, and science, and all that other good stuff with my Hawaiian people. And also a good program that takes care of all of our kupunas at the same time. And when there's a need for my people, they can turn to Nakupuna o Maui to help them out.
And the tickets, well, see, the doors open, I think, at 3. It's all ages. Tickets, $40 advance. Youth, you get a $10 ticket. There's also VIP tickets, including food and drinks. But let's bring out, we haven't talked about the barbecue part of the name of the Willie K. Barbecue Blues Fest. Tell us about that barbecue element.
You know, the very first one that we did, and I've always wanted to do this, but the permit about getting things like this is the hardest thing to
It is.
Hardest thing to get out of
yeah.
Department of Health and County and all that other stuff. You know, licensing for getting for food and cooking and all that other stuff because,
yeah.
you know, there's a lot of liabilities with that, I guess. But the first one we did, because it was on a private property, we had a barbecue. I mean, we served ribs, we served beans, we served cornbread, you know, like the ones
yeah.
that they have over in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. Yeah. But as we start moving and growing into different locations, of course, you got to work with the Department of Health and everybody else. And, you know, it's kind of hard working with people that have so many other things on top of their lap that, you know, the last thing they want to talk about is a blues festival that they know nothing about. They just try to understand it, but they still know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and getting a license. And so we just attached the name to Uncle Willie K's Barbecue Blues Fest because barbecue and blues go together very well.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you are going to have own delicious food. I heard you're going to have some food trucks out there.
Of course.
Some cool food trucks. Going
food
on
trucks,
and a party. So the thing is, everyone wants to play with Willie K, and Willie K wants to play with everyone. So how do you kind of arrange when you have this big a lineup? It's a big lineup. So are you
yes.
How do you jump in and arrange that, you know, you're playing with these different groups?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
when the mood gets right and they call me up on stage, I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 and it's going to be a long day, though. I mean, it starts at 3. So,
yeah, it's going to be a long, great, fun day.
Well, the doors open at 3. So, yeah, so this is this is really, and it always is evolving and changing. And in a way, Willie, I have to say, there's part of you that is just, it's reflected in this. Because when you get on stage, no one quite knows what's going to happen, do they? Including the band sometimes. It's okay.
Entertained that way.
I mean, things happen. Things go kind of crazy sometimes, but things it can go anywhere when you play.
That's right.
And sometimes it's opera, sometimes it's blues, sometimes it's rock and roll, right?
That's right.
And people just love it because you always do all that. Now, are you going to be back in time for St. Patrick's Day? Are you going to be there for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh no, I'm here. I'm here. I'm not gonna be back till. I'm not gonna be back to Maui until.
Until Debbie says you have to be right.
until the 23rd.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Willie. Oh wow! It's like wow. Okay, well. You know what? When you're traveling and working as hard as you are, doing as much as you do, you got to take care of yourself. So I'm just saying, I'm just saying, you know, you gotta take it easy and take care of yourself, because you're putting yourself through a lot of stuff. And traveling right up to the day of the start of the Blues Fest is like, whoa. I can't wait to hear what comes from all the stuff, good stuff you're doing. And you're doing a lot of great stuff. And it's going to be interesting, because you've done how many CDs now, Willie? Have you even any track of any idea of how many CDs you've done?
I don't know. I don't know how many projects I'm on, but I know that I've done quite a lot of projects.
I know. I mean, I can't even remember. There's like tons of CDs. And the thing that's cool is people just love you for who you are. You've gone beyond any boundaries. But everyone knows, you know, when the Warehouse, I remember that first CD came out, the Warehouse Blues Band. And it was like, whoa, watch out. Did you hear? It's like, whoa, this is great blues, you know? It's like Willie was known for all this other stuff, but it's like, wow, watch out, world. So it's continued to grow and evolve, and I think it's awesome. I love the blues, and I think it's going to be one of those great things, and I think people should get their tickets. If you want to go to the Friday event at Fleetwood's, limited seating and rooftops there. Of course, the one on Thursday is free at the Banyan Tree. And the big deal there at Lahaina Civic Center, you don't want to miss. Go to WillieKBluesFest.com or the Island Groceries and get your tickets right away, because this is going to be – it always is amazing, because it's anything can happen, and everything pretty much does happen, but it's always something people talk about for months afterwards, right?
Yep, you will be entertained. That's all you need to know. You will be entertained.
Absolutely true. Well, hey, I know you're busy on the road, and I thank you for taking the time to call in. Appreciate that, and stay healthy, and we're going to see you at the 5th Annual Uncle Willie K Barbecue Blues Fest in Lahaina, okay?
All righty.
Aloha.
Aloha.